Welcome to the podcast on alanarnett.com. Hey, this is Alan. This is going to be an update, a weekend update on Everest 2021. And the big news this past week was that the ropes are on the summit of Mount Everest. So now the route is fixed from base camp all the way to the summit. It was done by a team of 12 Sherpas led by Kami Rita Sherpa. Kami Rita has the record now of 25 summits on Everest, if you can believe that. And he's probably going to get his 26 as he leads the Bahrain team up here on the next couple of days. In fact, they should summit on Tuesday the 11th. So, you know, everything is really going pretty well. The ropes are up. A lot of teams are acclimatized. They're going to be moving to camp two to be in position to go for the summit. I guess the only fly in the ointment, other than the virus, the elephant in the room, is that it looks like that jet stream, which has really been behaving itself really all month, it looks like it may make a comeback about this time next week. So next weekend, the winds could be hitting 65 miles an hour on the summit, and you just don't summit in winds like that. So really this next week, I think, is when a lot of teams will make their push. They're going to move very aggressively by getting to camp two and being in position to move up as quickly as possible. So, you know, it's pretty much now we go what the normal formula is. You go from base camp to camp two, you spend a night there, maybe two nights, and then you move up to camp three. You begin sleeping on a very low flow of oxygen, about half a liter a minute. And then you get to the South Col. You get there hopefully around noon. You leave around 8 to go for the summit. Hopefully you summit around dawn and then come all the way back down to camp 2, rest for the night, and then go back down for your final time through the ice fall back down to base camp. And then a lot of people these days take a helicopter back from base camp back to Kathmandu. You know, personally, I always enjoy trekking back out because it gives you a chance to really reflect on the experience. Another opportunity to go through the Khumbu and then you get to Lukla. And then if you're lucky, you can get a flight back. Of course, all of this year is all up in the air. The Kathmandu airport is supposed to be closed through the 15th. So that would be after most people have summited. I hope they are able to open up the airport because that'll suggest that maybe this COVID situation that has just spiked right now is back under control. But it could be that people will be having to wait a little while before they can get out of the country. The government has finally acknowledged that this is a problem, you know, for their visitors. And they're talking about chartering flights to people, take them back home to their home country. I really don't know what the true feasibility of that is. I think that what they might do is open up a limited amount of flights like they have done in India, where they're operating two or three flights a week between Kathmandu and New Delhi. So maybe they'll open up a couple of flights to Europe or the Middle East, where people can get a flight back home through a connection like that. But again, this is all, you know, kind of all supposition at this point. Don't really know what's going to happen. So, but anyway, right now, going to focus on the summits. And it looks like that we are going to see quite a few summits. I would not be surprised to see 200 to 300 summits this upcoming week with this weather window now appearing. Same thing over on Dalagiri, that it looks like that they are on their summit pushes right now. As we've talked about before, this past week, they've got a COVID outbreak there. Over 20 people were helicoptered out that were tested positive at base camp. They do have testing there. You know, it's really interesting on Dalagiri that there's no, there's really no kind of cover up, if you will. People are talking very openly about it, but on Everest, you know, no one seems to want to talk about it that much, except for those people that are saying that they don't have a problem. If you do have a problem, you just don't talk about it. I really don't understand that lack of transparency, but it is what it is. So this is it for the weekend update. Wishing everybody safe climbing. Get up, get down, get out, and have fun while you're at it, because that's really what this is all about. Again, most sincere thoughts going to all the people in Nepal and India that are suffering with this COVID crisis right now. I hope to get through this thing and come out the other side of it. It's certainly no fun to have this disease. All right. Climb on. This is Alan. And remember, memories are everything.